Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45. And guys, this is marketing, okay? We're going to talk about real marketing. Marketing yourself all the time about what business you have and what you're selling, okay? Especially on social media. It drives me up the wall. And I'm going to tell you why. Because no one wants to hear about what you're selling all day long. No one does. No one cares as much as you think they care. I know you're trying to get more business by posting that, you know, you're a plumber all the time, or you're a real estate agent, or you're a contractor, or you're selling this, you know, protein supplement. No one wants to hear that all day. You know what people want to hear? People want to hear stuff that benefits them. Okay. People want to hear stuff that helps them in their day to day. People want to hear stuff that has value. Your business does have value, I'm sure, in some way. But the same marketing posts all day long, just, it drives me absolutely nuts. What we need to do, if you want to market, is you got to be able to market to people in a way that connects with them emotionally. People want to know about you. Talk about you. That's why it's your personal profile. It's to talk about what's going on in your day-to-day. People want to get to know you. What's going on with you? They don't want to hear about all your professional stuff, all the painted art and all these professional photos that you post all the time about yourself with your AI photo and, you know, all this stuff that makes you look not real. Be relatable. How are you going to market when you're not relatable? How do you expect them to remember you? How do you expect them to want to see your face all the time so that they remember you? You know what people are going to remember you? People are going to remember you when you make a connection, an emotional connection to them. They're going to remember you. And until you reach that point, all the marketing you're doing, all this, I'm this person, I'm doing this, I'm selling this, I'm whatever, it just goes out the window. And especially if they see it all the time, they're not going to feel genuine enough to use you. So yeah, they might know that you're a real estate agent. They might know that you're a plumber. They might know that you're a contractor or a mover. And guess what? They're going to look at you and they're going to be like, that's great, but I like this guy. He talks about helping people all the time. And he talks about doing stuff for the community. And he talks about this stuff. But he doesn't advertise anything about him being a mover or a real estate agent or whatever he is. He talks about helping people all the time. And I know that he's a mover or a real estate agent or whatever he is because I've seen it on his bio, okay? There's a little link. If people want to know more about you, trust me, they're going to find out more about you. You don't need to tell them. They're going to look into it. Because when people adopt you as a person that they appreciate, that they like the information that you're producing, that they like what you're putting off, it comes off genuine and authentic. If you're faking it, people are going to know. People aren't stupid. When you have something that relates to them, they're going to be attracted to that and they're going to want to know more about you. And guess what? They're going to look into you and say, oh, you're this type of person. I'm going to remember you next time I need that service. And they're going to tell friends without you even knowing because you're at the top of mind. Memories are created through hard emotion. Okay. The stronger the emotion, the stronger the memory, right? We went back in time and we talked about this and I was talking about it on my Instagram about how women generally have better memory than men. And I couldn't approve that more than anything. But the point is that the brains are equally alike. It's just that women make a harder connection emotionally than men do. And that's why they have a better memory, because they remember it more, because there's more of an emotional connection. So if you want to have a connection with marketing and you're trying to grow your business, you're in the state of panic because, you know, the world and everything's changing a little bit. Marketing's changing. You have to have something that relates to people in a way that they can connect with you, or else they're just not going to hear you. They're going to see your posts about, you know, how you do this, that, or whatever. And that's great. You're not going to change their feelings on whether they're going to use you or not, or they're going to remember what you do. People tend to appreciate people that are authentic, that help people, that are trying to make things better for themselves and the people around them. Humans naturally gravitate towards that, and they run from negativity. They run from people that want to take from you, okay? If you're marketing in a way that's unbecoming of someone with an authentic presence, then you're gonna be repelling people, right? Think of it like this. If you're marketing in full, and I don't know, let's just say you're a, let's just say you're an electrician, and you're marketing that you are an electrician all day long. Less and less people are gonna be attracted to that. You're just gonna repel people away because you're pursuing them. Pursuing is repelling. You're pursuing people online all day long, trying to generate a lead, trying to generate work, trying to generate this, and you're just repelling. Instead of sitting back, not asking anybody for anything, and just trying to show people your life. Talk about your life. Talk about the segments of things that you're going through. Do the real stuff. Talk about the real shit. Stop talking about all the fake stuff. No one wants to hear about the fake stuff. Oh, life's all perfect. Look at my Mercedes. No. We all know you can barely afford that Mercedes. We know you still live at home with your mom and you're just trying to make it. Don't lie. Tell people you're struggling. Tell people that you're trying your hardest. Tell people it's your first business. Don't lie to them. Tell them that you're trying. People don't care. They'd rather support you and help you grow if you're a good person. And struggle with that instead of giving it to the person that is already a millionaire or doesn't need the work. They'd rather give it to you. But you're not putting it out there in the right form. I had to learn that the hard way, guys, because that was me. That was me. 15 years ago, first starting this moving company. That was me. I was like, oh, I need to market all the time. And at first, it was cool for like the first few weeks. People were on it, excited about it. And then the following started drifting away and people started blocking me. And, you know, I started getting the buzz and I had friends texting me and saying I was posting too much. And the difference between me now and then is I listened. I listened to the people that told me what to do. And the people, I listened to my people, people that supported me, And the people that support you are the people that you need to listen to. If they're telling you something, hear them. Let them know that you hear them because they are your audience, okay? Everybody knows 10 people. Remember that. And if there's 500 people that follow you, that's 10 times 5, 100. If it's 10 people that are following you, that's 10 times 10, okay? So obviously you know the algorithm of that and the mathematics and how it works out. So if you want people to follow you and you want people to admire you and appreciate what you're saying because they need it as their food for thought for the day because they're driving off of the day that you live and they're living through your eyes and your actions, then you got to create content that helps them get to that goal, that point. And if you're not, you're wasting their fucking time. And they're going to walk away and they're not going to follow you and they're not going to rely on you for anything. And that way, you're not going to have anything. You're not going to be at the top of mind. So, in closing, all you people out there, okay, that I see a lot of the same crap, the same rhetorical stuff that you're just posting every single day about your service, whatever that is, stop doing it. You don't need to post at all, really. Anytime I post something about my business, it's usually about me showing up to a job and I have like something cool to show or we're doing something. That's my level of marketing. And that's probably once a month, maybe. Maybe a photo or a video once a month. I rarely ever talk about what I'm doing publicly on my personal stuff. Rarely. Okay. 99.8% of the stuff that I promote is about what works for me in my life and how I was able to get out of my funk and how I was able to get to the level to where I'm at mentally so that I can take in return the people that I need to help. And help them because of the experiences that I've lived in the past. Like you're best to help the person that you used to be. So that's marketing 101 for you. If you want the best free marketing possible, learn to connect with people. Learn to get emotionally connected with people in a way that they can understand. a way that they can drive off of it, a way that they can learn from it, and a way that you can help heal them. Okay. And just take that for food of thought, because everyone, including myself, needs somebody like you out there to motivate them every day, to pull us through the hard times. Okay. And if anyone's a fan of you trying, if I see you out there trying, I'll let you know. Until then, guys, get up, get after it, and get some.